March 11, 2024. Dr. Olivero dictating. First patient, Alan Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S, 77-year-old, white male, Vietnam veteran that has been exposed to Agent Orange, COVID-19, 10 months ago, and who has a history of Lyme disease as well. The patient was referred to the office because of nephrotic syndrome. The kidney biopsy is consistent with the FSGS, with a significant glomerulosclerosis, 64%, and interstitial fibrosis, 50 to 60%. The patient had some findings consistent with post-infectious glomerulonephritis. Period. The history of diabetes mellitus is very mild. This patient is off medications and he has a normal hemoglobin A1C. At one time he was taking metformin, but he was discontinued the use of the metformin because the blood sugar got under control. Period. He has been following the recommendations. The patient was initially placed on Jardiance, and later on we added the administration of finerenone, which is a non-steroidal adrenocorticoid. The laboratory workup that was done on March the 5th of 2024 shows that the serum creatinine came down from 3 to 2.70, and the estimated GFR is 24 mL per minute. The proteinuria from 49 came down to 27.54. That is a improvement. Period. The possibility of the administration of ACTAR, A-C-T-H-A-R, is entertained. We are going to get in touch with the company to see if the patient qualifies for this medicine. Period. Number two, hyperkalemia, that is most likely associated to the administration of finerenone. The patient is with a serum potassium of 5.5, which is going to be treated with a low potassium diet and the administration of Lokelma, 5 grams every other day. The risk and the morbidity associated to hyperkalemia was emphasized, and a detailed information regarding the potassium content in food was discussed with the patient, and a literature was also provided regarding hyperkalemia. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a remote history of gout. The uric acid this time, 3.5. Following number, the history of Agent Orange exposure, history of COVID, as well as Lyme disease in the past. Following number, the patient has post-traumatic stress disorder. At this point, we are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. There is improvement of the condition. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.